Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Hecka Becca Show with your host Becca. And I just want to give a huge shout out really quick to one of the listeners, Leah. They emailed me and were asking some questions about AmeriCorps, and I just lit up when I got the email. I was like, oh my gosh, a listener is emailing me. That's so crazy. So shout out to you, Leah. Thank you so much for reaching out. And hopefully if you have any other questions in the future, don't hesitate. That goes for anybody. If anybody has any questions about anything, whether it's the podcast or AmeriCorps, anything that I've talked about, if you have any suggestions for future episodes as well, I would love to hear them. So you can email me at heckabeccashow@gmail.com. Now let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. This is going to be kind of a quick one. I just wanted to give a life update. I feel like as most of you know, I record the episodes kind of in advance, about 1 or 2 months in advance. And so by the time I say something, a couple things change. Well, this past month, a lot has changed for me. I will talk about that in detail a little bit more. So this episode is just kind of a little recap of my life, what's been happening over the past month, or really since the beginning of the year started. So first things first, the podcast is almost at 500 downloads, you guys. And this is as of March 2nd. This is when I'm recording this episode. We're almost at 500 downloads. Please, please, please share this podcast with other people. Any episodes that you really enjoyed, tell your friends, tell your homies, tell everybody, and have them listen, because I really, really would love to get to 500 by the 30th episode. So we are so close, we can get there. So please, please share that little ditty. Next thing, so back in the Side Hustles episode, I talked about this app called Fope, and it was like a picture taking app. If you haven't heard that episode, go ahead and click over, because I share some pretty good tips about how to make some side hustle money. So go ahead and click over to that one. But in the episode, I talk about this app that you can take pictures and then people buy them as stock photos. And the concept of the app was like really cool. However, I was supposed to get paid back in like November and didn't see a dime for a really long time. So I finally reached out and was like, hey, like, I haven't received any payment. What's the status? Like, what's going on? Mind you, I actually sold the photo in September, but it takes a whole month to get paid after that. And then it has to be on like the first of a month or something, some weird details like that, right? So that's why the payment was supposed to be in November, even though the photo sold back in September. And it's just $5, so it's not like a lot, but the principle of it, I was still looking for my $5. Anyway, long story short, I did end up getting paid literally like early February, and I got paid the $5, but they do it through PayPal, and when they put it on PayPal, they said that I was a seller. So then that meant that I got taxed. So my $5 became $4.70 and some change, you know? So that's, yeah. Again, I stand with, I don't like the app. I just don't like the payment method. I think that there's other ways around it, or there's maybe other apps out there that pay better. I don't want to say pay better, but pay on time like they say they will. So there's that little ditty. And a little update on the challenges moving to a new state episode. I finally got my car registered. That was so crazy. But I finally have some Texas plates. So I'm glad to have that over with. And it just feels like a weight off my shoulders. Another thing, I got a job. Your girl is an office girly again. Not, you know, exactly what I wanted. And I know I preach all the time, like, you wait until you find something you love, blah, blah, blah. But I really was so grateful that I got this job because I was literally praying. I was like, God, did I even make the right decision moving here? What am I doing? You know, please help me get a job. And like, that's going to be the sign that I should live here or at least stay for a while, you know? So I got the job and I was like, wow, bless. You know, and as I always say, God, give it to me. If it's for me, if it's not, please take it away. He gave it to me. So I just feel like I'm supposed to be in this moment. I'm supposed to be in this job. And it's an office job, you know, the 8-to-5 grind again, but it's close to my house. I have a little bit extra freedom rather than when I was in customer service based jobs. I always had to stay on the phone. Here I could like walk around. I can go to the bathroom whenever I want. So it's working out really well for me, and really gets me exposed to working in, one, a new state, two, a new environment, because it's in a higher education. So I'm used to working in government. This is higher education. It's a little bit different, but also kind of the same. So I guess it's adjacent, right? but yeah, so I'm really, really grateful that I got that job. And I look forward to seeing what comes out of that, whether it's another career change or whether I just really enjoy this and I want to keep going at it. And while I'm at work, I have been listening to some lo-fi music, and it's been such a game changer in my working mindset. It's really calming, but also it's like just some beats in it, and it's just really nice to listen to. So if you haven't checked out lo-fi music before while working or studying or just vibing out, whatever, go ahead and check it out. The channel that I listen to, there's like 3-hour long mixes on YouTube, and it's called A Lo-Fi Soul. That's A space Lo-Fi, L-O-F-I space Soul, S-O-U-L. And they just have 3-hour mixes on there. They have an hour mixes, and I just let the 3-hour ones play, and I just do my work, right? It's just playing in the background, and it's been really, really nice. Another thing with getting a job, your girl has health insurance, so yay for that. I'm finally going to get back on my health grind, get to these doctor's appointments that I haven't been to in like 2+ years. just kind of, you know, work on myself a little bit, make sure I'm internally good, and kind of go from there. So yay for that. But I will say I was dealing with my mental health for a little while. I feel like sometimes, you know, one area of your life is going really, really, really well, and then the devil just comes and like he's trying to attack all the other parts of your life. And that's where I was at. I was like, okay, I have so much to be thankful for right now. Why am I dealing with a lot of depression? I'm going to do a whole another episode on this, but basically it's kind of hormonal, this depression that I have. I was actually diagnosed from my therapist with mild depression a few years ago. For me, I think it's more tied to my menstrual cycle. So that was a big part of it. But it hits me in these waves where I just feel like, oh, life is getting to me. So I have been dealing with that. Coming out on the other side of it, that's been great. I feel a lot better now as of today. Yeah, so that's just been another thing that I've been dealing with. I did discover something called attachment theory. I heard about it in the past, but I never really like looked into it or knew what it was. And I was watching this YouTube interview, and they were talking about the attachment theories. There's 4. I'm going to do like a whole episode on this probably because I'm really like in my studying girl mode with it and trying to absorb as much information as possible. So, but basically I feel like that's been helping a lot with my communication, my relationships, and my friendships, just and anything, it really opened my eyes to see how I was communicating with people and, you know, some little tweaks here and there that I can make to really be successful in these different types of relationships. So that's been something I've been nerding out on a lot lately. But speaking of relationships, I totally failed as a girlfriend on Valentine's Day. For me, so I hadn't been in a relationship on Valentine's Day in like 5-6 years. So, probably 6 at this point. I don't know. I just never really like made a huge deal out of Valentine's Day. And then also me and my boyfriend, we're not like super big on holidays either. So I just really didn't think anything of it. But he had to do something after work. And I was already home, but I was like, man, like it's Wednesday. And there was this church that I really wanted to visit. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to go to church really quick. And then when he's done with his thing, I'll be done with church and like we can hang out later. That did not happen. So this church service that I went to, I'm not going to go into too much detail, but basically it was just not for me. And it was 2.5 hours long, which I was not used to. Most churches that I've been to are like an hour, maybe hour and a half tops. But this one was 2.5 hours long, and I was not prepared for that. It was not a really great experience, I will say that. It was a little, like, frightening. Not frightening. I don't know. I don't know the right word for it. It just was not for me. But out of that, I did meet somebody there. There was a girl, and it was both of our first times, and we were sat next to each other. So out of that experience came somebody who is my now acquaintance, potential friend, what have you. So that's kind of cool, because I have been asking God, like, you know, can I get some friendships, please, over here? Like, I have friends at home, and I love them, and I miss them dearly. But, you know, I'm here now. I'm committed to living here. I'm trying to get some friends over here. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that was a good step in the right direction for me, was to go there, experience that, but also meet a potential friend. I'm also in the middle of trying to find some more hobbies. When people ask, like, what's your hobby? I usually say reading, but I want to do something that's a little bit more creative and get out there. I used to paint a lot, so I might get back into painting. But I've seen that there is this place that does cake decorating classes on the weekends, and I want to go. I want that to be like my new passion, is decorating cakes, because it just sounds so cool. I've always thought about it ever since I was little. I was like, oh, I want to be a baker. Like, that was one of my thousands of jobs that I wanted to do. So why not make that my hobby? You know, I just think that was such a cool idea when I saw it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to totally get into that. So stay tuned. I'm going to try to do some cake decorating. We'll see how it goes. But that's kind of where I want to explore my new hobbies. That's kind of it for me. That's where I've been. I'm looking forward to the future. I have some trips planned and coming up. I have my high school reunion coming up that I planned. So I am, you know, ready to get on the road, travel, get it done. No, I'm excited to travel. It's just, I've been traveling a lot, so I'm trying to space it out a little bit. I was saying yes, yes, yes to every opportunity, but now I'm trying to take a step back. So I have a really big trip planned to Portugal with my dad. It's like a daughter-dad trip. Really excited about that, but that's going to be like my biggest trip of the year. After that, I'm really only trying to go like home for a couple days or something. Just kind of be low key, because I feel like these past couple years have been all about travel, which I love and I encourage everyone to do. But also, I kind of made it my lifestyle / my personality, and I want to like reel that in a little bit. So that's all for me today. But as always, I thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you all in the next one. Take care.